This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, y'all? Bobby Belt here. Check out this recent segment from a new episode of Love of the Star. Welcome to the Love of the Star. This is as close as you can get. This is what we're supposed to do now. We're supposed to be in this little two-box shot, I guess. Let's check in with our producer, Peyton Russell. Peyton, can you pop in here real quick?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
That's a three-box shot.
Well, we're closer. Doing... Look at it. It's like my head, Brian's head, then Bobby's head. You know, we're closer to the audience.
I think if there's anything that's not been said frequently enough about Broadus and I, it's the size of our heads. So this is good. We wanted, people have always said, can y'all's heads be a little bigger? And so I think that it's good that we were able to get that. All right.
Hey, do us a favor in the comments below. Please type in, do you like the bigger view of Bobby and I? Please type that in so we can get an idea.
Yes. Do you like me looking like the Colonel Sanders KFC logo with my giant ass head? I'm Bobby Belt. Dallas Scout was insider for 105.3 The Fan of Dallas. Joined as always by a former NFL scout, Brian Broadus, the Super Bowl winner. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105.3 The Fan of Dallas. He's also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. And he is... the birthday boy. As we sit here and record tonight, it is Brian Broadus' birthday. Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you very much, Robert. I do appreciate there's a lot of folks out there that have reached out and been very, very kind with their time. And thank you very much. I got a pair of shoes.
You got to show these off. They're great.
And you're called Hey Dudes. Hey Dudes.
And they're LSU'd up.
They're LSU'd up. And so if you wear the Hey Dudes, I had my left one on. I have my right, my hookah on my right foot, and then I had this one on my left foot just to kind of test them out. But I'll tell you what, very, very, very nice of the fans of the program and fans of the station and stuff that stopped by. We were at Hurtado Barbecue today, and very nice people. If you're ever in town, you're listening, Hurtado Barbecue, right there by the stadium, right there in Arlington. Great barbecue. And so we were there doing a remote, and thanks to everybody out there again for the birthday wishes. Really, really appreciate it. And it does mean a lot for this old guy. Thank you.
Well, Brian, we're glad you still haven't gone off to the lake yet. You haven't abandoned us.
I'm trying to get there though. This football team's going to make me get there.
Can't get there too fast. We got draft stuff to cover. Mm-hmm. Before we get to
that's right.
Cowboys and Carolina coming up this week, which I'm actually, after watching tape of Carolina this week, I'm actually intrigued by some of the stuff about that team. I kind of like some of their guys. I was anticipating not, and look, it's been a different last couple weeks for them than it was earlier in the season, but there's some guys on that team that can play. So I kind of like them. We'll get into that here in just a sec. First, the big news we got to touch on, because it does have a little bit of a Dallas tie, or at least people assumed it would. Bill Belichick goes to the University of North Carolina, something that, I'll be honest, Brian, when I heard that interview, that he was going to take that interview, I thought, all right, what's the end game? Because he's definitely not taking this job. So mm-hmm. so what's he doing here? Is he trying to bring attention to the program as a favor to people he knows there? What's he doing? But he ultimately does sign the contract to be the head coach at the University of North Carolina. He becomes the second Super Bowl winning coach ever to go coach a college program after winning their Super Bowl. The other was Bill Walsh, who coached Stanford for 3 years.
Stanford sure did.
Yep. 92-94, taking over for Denny Green. And so this is a little unprecedented. There's a little bit of history with Walsh that was slightly different. That was the program he was at before he'd gotten to the NFL. It was kind of a homecoming and something that he was doing for that program and his appreciation for them. But similar trajectory, win all the Super Bowls, go into TV for a little bit, and then go to the college program. But this does ask, you know, bring up some questions for Cowboys fans of, does this have any impact on Mike McCarthy's status? Was that their top target? You know, there's a report I saw from Seth Wickersham that Belichick was meeting with his brain trust, essentially Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, Michael Lombardi, a good friend of yours, and had
basically, best man in my wedding.
Yeah, and they were basically looking at the potential job openings.
Yeah.
And the way it was summarized in the ESPN article said that Dallas was a job that they thought was a possibility for Bill, yeah. But they also added there that they weren't sure he was going to move on from McCarthy, Jerry, and they it's weren't true. Sure if Jerry was willing to turn over personnel. So fascinating mm-hmm. little angle there. But Brian, just your thoughts on the Belichick hire, and then also what, if anything, or how you think this may play into any decisions with Dallas?
Yeah, first off, Bobby, I think that maybe that when Coach Belichick was talking about, you know, looking at jobs, mm-hmm. something that I talked to Mike Lombardi about, and because I, you know, Mike and I are very close, and I wanted to kind of get an insight. I'm like, listen, you know, what, and it wasn't so much about the Dallas Cowboys. It was about, you know, how is this going to work for Bill Belichick? How is he going to, you know, navigate this? And Michael was very adamant. It's like, listen, you know, it's not that Bill needs to go get a job in the NFL. I mean, that's one of the first things Mike said to me. He says he doesn't need a job in the NFL, but he's going to, he is going to make the determination if he wants to interview with you. And, you know, and Michael gave me some examples. He was saying that, listen, he goes, Bill is going to ask questions. Who's responsible for discipline? Who's responsible for the facilities? Who's responsible for the training table? What's Will McClay's role in all this? Mm-hmm. You know, he was going to ask questions to determine whether he wanted to take an interview. He was going to interview the interviewer before he even considered taking a job. And he has a really close relationship, Bill Belichick, with Jerry Jones. It kind of leads me to believe, and I have not talked to Michael. I talked to Michael about, you know, congratulations and all that. You know, Michael's going to be the general manager there.
Yep.
And he's going to help Bill. You know, they've got a tough job. I mean, this college football now, it really is an NFL game with the NIL stuff, the transfer portal. Listen, you could sit there and if you don't have a right tackle, you could start evaluating Oregon, Oklahoma, LSU, Texas, and you could say, listen, they've got a right tackle. We can go offer money and see if we can get that right tackle to come here.
Sure.
You know, or we can, so that's kind of where the pro aspect of it is, but you know, they get a tough job. They really, really do. It's not easy. I was talking with Drew Fabianich, you former Cowboy scout,
yeah.
who works, does the same thing at West Virginia. And he goes, man, this is kind of the Wild West out there. But if you have money, you know, you have the ability to go get players, you can really, really make this work. You just have to do it the right way. He goes, it's a lot like an NFL job. It's kind of like the, you know, the draft, but you have to recruit. And so anyway, you wonder if that Bill maybe got the thought from Jerry Jones that he might not change out Mike McCarthy. Maybe right. he got a feeling that Mike was going to stay. Maybe he didn't like the other You know, there was talk about jobs, Jacksonville, Chicago. There were some talks about, but they were going to look at structure. And Mike Lombardi and Bill Belichick are really, really big on their program, the Patriot way. And they felt like that going to North Carolina, that they could implement their program. And you're right. Maybe he's not a good fit for Dallas. And I've said this a lot. I've said this a lot. I don't think that Will McClay and Stephen Jones wanted Bill Belichick coming in here and telling them, this is effed up. This is effed up. Why would you do this?
I think Bill Belichick coming here would have meant the end of Will McClay here.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly. And maybe Will McClay would have been the one that moved on. Not Bill Belichick firing Will McClay. But there's some things about the way that Bill Belichick runs his departments, his personnel department. He would have asked a ton of questions of Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and of Will McClay. And that might have not been the best or the smoothest transition. When working with Bill Parcells, Bill tried to make it work. He had a lot of questions. He had a lot of concerns. There were things that he was, you know, why would you do it this way? Why would you do it this way? And to be honest with you, it ran Larry Lacewell off. It really did. Larry Lacewell, who was my former boss and Jerry Jones' best friend, it ran him off. He's like, listen, I can't. I'm sorry. If this guy's going to stay, I've got to go. And, you know, that's how some of these coaches want to implement their programs. And, you know, maybe that Bill Belichick got a hint from the Cowboys and other NFL teams. You know, he had a shot to work in Atlanta, and Rich McKay blocked that. And he blocked that because, you know, Rich McKay was worried that Bill was going to come in and run roughshod over the personnel department. So he tried to convince Arthur Blank that, you know, hey, we don't need to do this. You need to keep it this way, da, 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 da. And then so Bill Belichick is not for everybody. He's just not. He's not. But I don't think he was really, I don't think he was ideal for Steven and Will McClay, who are very, very much about draft, develop, you know, not play in free agency, you know, do all those things.
Yeah, and that's some really good insight. And I think something where I was talking to some people today, you mentioned that you think not for Steven, not for Will. I did get the sense talking to some people today, now that there's nothing official, Bill Belichick's not coming here because of that. I did hear from a couple different people today who were like, Bill was probably not going to happen here anyway. Even if Mike McCarthy moved on, Bill was probably not the guy they were going to bring in. No. And not because of any, I know everybody always goes, well, of course, Bill and Jerry can't work together. It's not that. Bill and Jerry would have gotten along.
They would have been just fine. They would have been just fine. Yeah.
I think it just would have caused way too, it probably would have been more of an organizational shakeup is the sense I got than Jerry would have been comfortable with.
Yeah.
And that was just, it's a little bit too much change. So as we look at this though, and man, we got a couple different quotes. Stephen Jones talking at the owners' meetings, the league meetings in Irving this week, was asked about Mike McCarthy, and he said, I think he's done outstanding. Our guys are playing hard. He's got them competing. That was a tough game the other night. Guys played hard. Guys are competing. Hats off to Mike. You look around the league sometimes and see a lot of teams that start like that, and they're thinking about next year, but Mike has everybody focused on winning each and every game. And so pretty interesting quote from Stephen Jones. I mean, it's standard that you would see him, you know, say, but I think Stephen Jones, if this was just up to Stephen, I think Mike McCarthy would be back. Like I think Stephen I think Stephen believes in Mike McCarthy. I think Jerry,
you know why he believes in him, right?
Why
do you think Stephen believes in Mike McCarthy?
I would imagine, like, I mean, for me, just looking at it, I would think that it has to do with just in general, the way that their relationship is and the way he thinks that they work hand in hand and that they can do what they do personnel wise.
Bingo. That's it. Yeah. Nobody wants, and I said it earlier, nobody over there wants the apple cart to be knocked over. Nobody wants somebody to come in and say, why the hell are you doing this? Why the hell are you doing that? Mike McCarthy even admitted he did not have as much personnel control as he does with the Dallas Cowboys when he was in Green Bay. He admitted that. And you know what? He's right. I worked in Green Bay. I know what the head coach, I know what their responsibilities are. I know Ted Thompson and I worked a lot of years together in Green Bay. I know how Teddy used to operate. And so, you know, Mike, opinions, sure. Mike have final say? No, not really.
No.
You know, but no. but here, you know, he's part of the triangle. Jones is at the top of the triangle, coach is on one side, and the scouts on the other. And what does this team talk about all the time? Consensus. And yeah, that's what they come to. They come to a consensus. They talk things out is what they do. And Steven and Jerry and Will know that Mike won't run roughshod on personnel. He won't do it. He'll let them do what, you know, hey, do you want to, is this how you want to play? Is this how you want to do it? But unfortunately for Mike McCarthy, it comes at a price. You know, because the way Steven Jones was talking the other day, or actually yesterday, about this is there's going to be another purge of players, or there's going to be another round of goodbye Oso Digizua, goodbye Jordan Lewis, goodbye, you know, goodbye,
Marcus,
you
know, Lawrence, Brandon Cooks, goodbye, whoever,
goodbye. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And you know what? Draft and development and pay $250,000 for Span Ford, that's what they're going to try and do again.
Yep. No, and that makes total sense. You know, now that Belichick is off the board, let's just assume for a second, Brian, I'm just going to not necessarily say, like, you know, oh, we're going to, you know, this will be who they hire. I'm going to list off several different names here, and I just want to hear from you if you think that would be somebody who you could see them talking to if they let Mike McCarthy go.
Okay. I will say this. Can I say real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have absolutely no problem with Mike McCarthy, the guy that gets the team to Sunday. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with Mike McCarthy, the play caller. And if they want to bring Mike McCarthy back and not make him the primary play caller, I think it would be a good opportunity. If Mike McCarthy wants to come back and continue to be the play caller, I wouldn't hire him back.
I do. I agree. I think that'll also be the stipulation. I think if McCarthy does come back, which I still don't think is going to happen, but if he does come back, I think he's coming back with somebody else's calling plays.
I agree.
And I think that'll be a stipulation for him. So I'm just going to throw out a couple different names.
Okay, like, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt you there.
Yeah. No, you're good. Let's say they don't retain McCarthy. Just tell me if you could see these being names of, yes, I think they could potentially interview that person. Cliff Kingsbury.
Yes.
Mike Vrabel.
Yes.
Vic Fangio.
No.
Brian Flores.
Yes.
Robert Sala.
Yes.
Vance Joseph.
No.
Jason Witten.
Yes.
Steve Sarkisian.
No.
I don't think so, but I think that might work, actually. I actually do.
You know
think
what? I say it because I don't think Steve Sarkisian wants to leave Texas.
Oh yeah, I think he's happy there. And
there's no reason for him to leave the University of Texas. None. Zero for the NFL. None.
Totally agree. Aaron Glenn.
Yes.
And then you know what? We'll just throw out one more here. Let's go with Joe Brady.
Yes.
All right, so those are all names that I think are worth,
you know what,
talking about and considering.
And you know what, Bobby? I hope they interview every single one of them. And I don't think that they'll interview but two. You know what I'm saying?
If you had to guess right now, let's say they don't bring back McCarthy, and I told you, hey, they're only going to end up interviewing, let's say, three. They're going to interview three candidates. Look, obviously there is the Rooney Rule that needs to be satisfied. So I would guess that Brian Flores would be one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or potentially internal candidate Al Harris might interview.
I would Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn, and a former Cowboy, a guy who was here in Dallas. I think when you were here too, wasn't he? He was here for in 2005. Yeah. So sure. I mean, if I said there's three guys that they interview, who do you think those three would be?
I think Mike Vrabel is one of them.
Yep.
I think that.
By the way, I think he wants this job if it comes open. I think this is where he wants to be.
I'd interview Vrabel. I'd interview Flores. I'd interview Joe Brady.
I think
because
that
you didn't mention the guy in Detroit. Did you leave him off because you felt like the money was going to be too much?
I think the money is going to be too much, and I think he's got his picky eyes. Yeah, I think he's got eyes set on. He's being very picky. I don't think Dallas is the one that you'd want to run into.
Sure. Okay, if that's the case, let me. I think Joe Brady, and I have experience with Joe Brady at LSU with in 2019. He won the he helped win the national championship at LSU.
Really
did a great job with Joe Burrow, Chase. You know, our guy up in Minnesota. He did a great job with everything, and so I would I'd give him a. And see, I've got to figure out something for Dak, to be honest with you. I mean, if you're going to be the primary play caller as the head coach, give me a guy that I think that's got, you look at what he does, that Buffalo team is, and I know they got a rare quarterback. I love that kid. But, man, I love the scheme that he does. He took over a situation there where Ken Dorsey was kind of doing pretty well, and then it got really, really stale fast. And he came in and kind of gave that thing a jolt of life. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think that's a great name to order.
I think Vrabel gets his job, though. I think Vrabel gets his job.
I think if it comes open, Vrabel is who I would put money on. I wouldn't put money on it because I work for the NFL and I can't gamble, Brian. But if
I can't gamble either. I work for the Cowboys, so I can't.
As a turn of phrase, I would bet on Vrabel. And then I think the dark horses there would be one of those, Sala or Flores, one of those type of guys. And then also
Sala's a minority too, by the way.
He is. And then the other one I think would be Witten. I do think Witten is somebody who could get in.
That's the interesting one. I think that this is going to sound really, really, really funny. I think Witten gets the first interview.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, I mean, I know you have to satisfy
Rooney rules. Sure, but the very first one that they talk to, I don't think that's outrageous that they would do something like that.
I think that I think that Jason Witten is I think Jason Witten absolutely is going to get an interview. Now, would they select him? Would they try and hire a coach and bring Jason Witten in as the assistant head coach?
They could do something like they did with Garrett. They could bring in somebody like that. It's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out if the job opens up. Because again, it's still not guaranteed. If that job opens up, I'm going to be fascinated to see which names they do focus on, who it is that they're potentially kicking around. But lots of things to cover there. But we need to cover this Carolina Panthers game. So I need to remind you that you're listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Stars and Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.